Okay, let's get into today's topic, and that is the topic of Shehiyah, the Isser D'Rabbanan of Shehiyah, which is discussed in the beginning of the third parak of Shabbos, which is where we are in the Daf Yomi, Daf Lamed Vav, and we'll get into some of the issues. A lot of what we'll say has been mentioned in the Daf Shiurim, but this is putting it into perspective and looking at some of the sources inside as well that we have been quoting. We'll discuss it right here, Shehiyah. We'll see if we can get it all into one Shiur. If not, we'll break it up. Let's see how far we go. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us, if you remember, from the beginning of the third parak in Masechet Shabbos, Lamed Daf Lamed Vav, Kira Shehi Sikua Bekashu Begvava. If you have an oven that was heated with straw and stubble, why is it important to know what it was heated with? Because straw and stubble burn up quickly, right away. There's nothing left in a few seconds later. So that's why they're going to be the most mako. There's no worry that you're going to come to stoke any coals. They don't create any coals. So no some allowed tafshil. So you're allowed to put a tafshil, put a pot on the fire, on the heat source, or in the oven. Begefes ubeitzim, when it comes to other types of fuel, gefes, Rashi says, is the psoles of sesame, or it can also be the psoles, any type of, other type of fuel, psoles of grapes, uva eitzim, or wood. Wood, obviously, burn wood doesn't burn that quickly. It takes a little while to burn. So there, I'm more nervous that if I put something on a fire and I see the fire isn't as big or isn't burning as well as I want it, so that I might stoke it a little bit in order to make it go bigger. And in that way, I might violate the isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos or the isser of cooking on Shabbos if I cook it quicker. So that is why, lo yitein, I'm not allowed to put the pot on the heat source. And this is not clear, and this is going to be the issue in the Gemara, whether this is on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. What is the Mishnah discussing? That is not clear. Lo yitin ad sheyigrof. I'm not allowed to put it on there until I sweep the coals. Oh, ad sheyitin as ha'efer. Or I put ashes on top of the coals. So that's what I have to do. Okay, about what types of food, only hot water or even food. And then the end of the Mishnah says, you're only allowed to take things off a heat source, but you're not allowed to be machzir, put it back on. That's obviously talking about on Shabbos. Beisilah says, no, even hachazara, you could even return something to a fire on Shabbos with certain conditions, as we'll see. I should have prefaced it, but as we mentioned in the daf as well, there are three major isurei d'rabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos related to Bishul. Shehiyah, which is what we're talking about today, which has to do with what am I allowed to do before Shabbos? Hachzara, what am I allowed to do on Shabbos? How am I allowed to place pots on heat sources on Shabbos? And Hatmana, which is insulating, which has to do before and on Shabbos. How do I insulate? Right, wrapping something in a towel or possibly a crock pot might be considered insulation, as we'll talk about. So here, the second half of the Mishnah, for sure, is talking about on Shabbos, Hachzara. The big Shaila in the Gemara is, what about the first part of the Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah, which says that you need what's called Garuf Vakatum. You need either sweeping away the coals or putting afer on. So when is that talking about? It says lo yitein, but is that lo yitein on Shabbos or is that lo yitein before Shabbos? Meaning, if the Mishnah is about on Shabbos, so then the Mishnah is saying on Shabbos you got to have what's called a covered fire. It has to be covered with coals or covered with ashes or swept aside. But before Shabbos, don't worry about it. If the Mishnah is not talking about before Shabbos, that means before Shabbos, we could be even more mako. And you don't have to be worried about covering anything before Shabbos. Or do we say no? The Mishnah, even in the first part of the Mishnah, is talking about on Shabbos. It's talking about Hachzara. I'm sorry. It's talking about before Shabbos. It's talking about even before Shabbos, one would have to cover the flame. So that is not clear in the Mishnah what we are referring to. But even before we get there, this worry about covering, there's worry about possibly touching and moving the coals, and therefore I need to cover it. What does the covering do? That is a major, very important machlokas rishonim. Rashi says right here at the beginning of the third parak, Rashi says, why do you cover the coals? Ad sheyigrof hagechalim mishum demosif hevel, because it's heating. So what do I have to do by sweeping or by putting on the ashes? Rashi says, al gabi gechalim lechasosam ulitzananam, to cover them and to cool them off. According to Rashi, what I'm doing here by putting ashes, by putting cool ashes onto a flame, is that I am cooling off the hot ashes that are present earlier. This is Shitas Rashi, that the point of covering a fire is to cool it. Rashi says the same thing in earlier in the Masechta, Shabbos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. You have it in source number 3. Rashi says, why do you cover a flame? Kedei lahafig chomo, to soften and weaken its heat. Shelo Yosef Havel B'Shabbos. So it doesn't add heat on Shabbos. That is all Shitas Rashi. If you look at the Ran and other Rishonim, in source number 4 you have it. No, the point of Garif Fakatim, the point of covering a flame, is not Dafka to cool it, but at least to create a recognition, to create a hecker that it's Shabbos, and therefore if I come to stoke the coals afterwards, oh, I want it to get better, ready quicker, then I will be reminded, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't touch the coals. Okay, so now the Gemara asked the question that we asked, and that is, how are we supposed to understand this Mishnah? Is the Mishnah talking about on Shabbos or before Shabbos? When are there limitations on what I'm allowed to do? So Ibailahu, said the Gemara, back on line 7, Hai lo yitain, lo yachzir hu? Does lo yitain mean lo yachzir, that I'm not allowed to return? The Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. I can't put something on the fire on Shabbos unless it's covered. Aval l'shahos mashin, but to leave it there, shehiya means leaving it there before Shabbos, I would be able to, afal pi she'eino garef e'eino katum, even though it's not a covered flame at all, it's not swept out, it's not, ashes weren't put on it, and umani, and whose opinion would that be, reflecting? Chananyahi. One of the more well-known Chananya shitas in Shas, Chananya d'Tanya. What does Chananya say? Chananya Omer, Kol Shehu Kamacho Ben Drusai, Mutar L'Shahoso Agabi Kira, Afal Pish Eino Garf Eino Katim. Anything that is Macho Ben Drusai, one is allowed to leave on the oven, even though it's not Garf Katim. That's the shita of Chananya. Once something is a third or a half cooked, right, Macho Bedrusai, we discussed that earlier in the Masechta on Daf Chaf, but Macho Bedrusai is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Bedrusai was a bandit, and he ate his food always half-cooked, because he didn't have time to eat his food. A half-cooked, a third-cooked, basically once it was edible, Bedrusai ate his food. That is the minimum shear of cooking on Shabbos. So Chananya holds, once it's already edible, there is no limits. There are no limits what I'm allowed to do with this on before Shabbos. I can leave this on an open flame before Shabbos, says Chananya. Even though it's not anywhere near fully cooked. It's just edible. Doesn't matter. That's the makel shita of Chananya. So if the Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos, so then mashba before Shabbos, no limits, that would be Chananya shita. Or, Dilma, what do I say no? L'shahos tanan. When the Mishnah says yitain in the resha, it means to leave it there before Shabbos. V'garf akatum in ilo lo. And if it is swept and covered, but fine, if not, v'koshkin lahakser. And surely on Shabbos would be more chamer. In other words, take a step back. We have a machlokas tanam here between Chananya and the Rabbanan. Before Shabbos, that's our focus of today's discussion. We're not talking about Hachzara, which is on Shabbos. We're focusing on, how do I leave my food? I want my food to be hot for Friday night. What do I do Erev Shabbos? According to Chananya, once my food is already edible, which most of our food is edible going into Shabbos, if once that's true, I don't have to cover anything. To put stuff back on the flame on Shabbos morning, so then I might have to cover. But now we're just focusing on this issue of Shehiya. According to Chananya, one wouldn't have to cover anything once it is edible. If I put the chalent up 20 minutes before Shabbos, that is totally not edible yet, so then I would have to cover, even according to Chananya. I'd have to line the inside of the crock pot. But, assuming that's not the case, most of the time our food is edible when Shabbos starts, so says the Chananya, you don't have to cover it. And the Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan more machmir. Rabbanan say no. If it is still cooking, if it's not fully cooked yet, even if it's fully cooked, if it's getting better, so then one is not allowed to leave it on an open flame. It has to be covered. So the question is, who do we paskin like? It's major machlokas. Tanoim. Who do we paskin like? Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif and other Rishonim hold clearly like the Rabbanan. They are machmir. The Rambam says in source number 8, the Rambam says, Tavshel shel bishel kol hilchos Shabbos per gimel. Tavshel shel bishel kol tzarcho. A tavshel that wasn't cooked fully. That's what the Rambam says. Or even if it was fully cooked, but it gets better. Sometimes shalom can be fully cooked, but the more hours it stays there, it gets better. It's called mitztamek v'yafelo. Ein mashino so agabe ish b'shabbos. You can't leave it on an open flame. It has to be covered. The Rambam and the Rif and others paskin l'chumra like the Rabbanan. Rashi. Unusual. Rashi here paskins. Rashi on Daf Lamed Zayin and Mabez. You have it in source number 5. And Tosfos there as well. Both say Chananya. We pass in like Chananya le Kula. And the Rush is a little difficult to figure out. The Rush, as we quoted this today, the Rush in Paragimel, the beginning of Paragimel in Ilcha Shabbos, the Rush's Lashon is, it's a beautiful Lashon. And it's an ambiguous Lashon. Says the Rush in Source 7, Ubishvil sherabu deos bahai piska, because there are many opinions, the Yisrael adukin b'mitzvah onik Shabbos, and the Jews are stuck and love their own onik Shabbos, v'lo yishmu lahachmir, they won't listen to you to be machmir, hanach lahem, leave them, k'minach shenagu api aposkim shechananya, let the Jews go like Chananya, and leave their food on the open flames before Shabbos. See, I'm not sure exactly. You can love Onik Shabbos and just like cover your fire. Maybe that if you covered the flame in those days, you know, wouldn't end up being the same. Either way, the Rush is Lashon is, leave them, let him be. Does that mean that it's really better to be Machmir? And he's just saying, oh, let him be, what can you do? Or does let him be say, no, this is the halacha. So that it's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that it's so, he usually Machmir l'chadchila from the language of the Rush, the Chazon Ish, in source number 9, assumes that no. Assumes that one can be meko lechatzchila. So either way, what do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't help us out either. The Shulchan Aruch is in Reishon and Gimel, beginning, and Sif Aleph quotes both opinions. Quotes both opinions. The Bir Halacha quotes that our minug is to be machmir. Again, it's a machlokas, achronim, machlokas aposkim. It seems like in our lamaisa, the Bir Halacha is machmir lechatzchila. So for our cases, you know what, yishmakom lahachmir, at least lechatzchila. L'chatchila, meaning what? If one, again, most of the time, we want to put food on the fire on Shabbos morning also, in certain ways. So, you know, you need the covered fire for that time anyway, without getting into details of how one is allowed to do that. But, even on Erev Shabbos, there are enough Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion, like the Rabbanan against Chananya, so, at least Lamaisa, it seems like if it's possible, and if it's not too much trouble to be Machmir, to cover one's fire before Shabbos, one should do that. Good. Let's talk about a couple of details within Shehiya. Number one, what is called a covered flame? How do you cover your flame? So usually we assume a blech, what we call a blech, which is a metal flame that covers, metal board that covers the fire. So blech or tinfoil. Assuming that a crock pot is a fire, so you have to line the inside of the crock pot in order for Shehiya. According to this, if you have an old one-piece crock pot that the inside doesn't come out, it just pours, then ain't brewery. You don't have a choice. But if one has the insert, like most crock pots, so then you line the inside of it, l'chadchila, for the Rabbanan of Chananya. So that works for most. The Chazon Ish, in source number 11, assumes that a blech or tinfoil does not make it a covered fire. Based on what we said before in Rashi. Rashi says a covered fire, part of it, is not just to create a hecker, like what the Rod says, to remind you that it's Shabbos, but it is to cool off what's under it. Does a blech cool off what's under it? Does tinfoil? They're conductors of heat. They don't cool it off, it's just the opposite, says the Chazon Ish, source number 11. Vehine, Hadamahani Hefsa Kedera Rekan, Ethira Dushino, Der Bishamakach, Vigami Ma'itas Achom Harbe. Right, it lessens the chom very much. That's what's considered, right, cooling off. The Chazon Ish assumes that a blech, that's not called a covered flame. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to have a different type of covered flame. Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim argue with this. Many Poskim say that Rav Moshe and the Chayadam and all the modern day Poskim say that one can be makel against the Chazon Ish, that it is considered a covered fire. Good. We treat this whole discussion, this is going to come up on tomorrow's daf, we'll mention it again, we treat our ovens as fire, and therefore you have to cover them. There are, though, studim in both directions to say maybe our fires are different than the other fires. First of all, Rav Moshe says in Simin Tzadik Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadik Gimel, do we really have to worry about our fires? In the olden days, you had to worry about the flames. Why? Because flames weren't constant. You put some wood in, so if you have a fire, if you ever have a fire, you burn the chametz, whatever it is, you have a fireplace, sometimes the fire gets bigger, smaller, bigger, it's not constant. The flames on our ovens, on our stovetops, it's a constant flame. There you're worried that you might come to stoke. Maybe there's no worry. There's no worry because it's a constant flame, says Rav Moshe. There's no issue. Says Rav Moshe on the top left. Avo betaduri hagaz. Shein et derakal avasha. I'm sorry. That's where he argues with the Chazon Ish. But later on, he says... where's the continue? Rav Moshe says, yeah, in the left piece that it's underlined. He says, L'chora, in our day and age, you know, we should say that the whole thing doesn't, there's no issue. Because it's constant and we're not worried. That's one reason. Tzan, lip. I'm sorry. That's why I couldn't find the Rav Moshe. What I just said was Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia is in the next, I gave you later on. Rav Avadia writes, it's a constant flame and therefore one shouldn't have to be worried. Look at Rav Avadia for a minute. It's later on in source 15. Rav Avadia says, on line 17, in source 15, Rav Avadia says, "V'od yesh lomar shelo chashezu chazal gzeira l'shem yechata el dafka b'gecholim shebekira." If you have coals, if you have wood, shedarkan lidoch kima kima, where they go over time, it goes out. V'ein on nisharos b'matzav echa shalchom. There's no constancy. V'lachein chashezu. There we're worried. Shema kishayira shein almost v'dofos. When they get lower, you're going to forget it Shabbos, and you might have to stoke them. But in our ovens, there's no issue. It's constant. Number one. Number two, and this is what Rav Moshe says. Back to Rav Moshe. What's the issue, says Rav Moshe, in the days of old? You might come to stoke the coals. Does the Gemara ever say, we're worried that you might go bring more wood? The Gemara never says that. The Gemara is only worried about stoking what's in front of you. The Gemara is not worried, oh, you might go schlep more wood. When you make the fire bigger on our ovens, what are you doing? Are you stoking what's there? No, you're opening up the gas more. And you're making the flame bigger. It's as if it's just like bringing more wood. Chazan, how can we be able to make such a gzera? So the Moshe, maybe the whole issue of Shema Yechata, that you might come to stoke, shouldn't apply to our ovens. Because Chazan, we're not worried Shema you might bring from elsewhere. And therefore, maybe the whole issue shouldn't apply, Bizman Hazeh. Two reasons Laheter. But on the other hand, you have a very strong Svara to be machmer on the other side. And that is, it's so easy. To stoke the coals, you have to get a stick, you have to be careful. By that time, you might remember it's Shabbos. But what do we do on our ovens? Boop, twist the knob, that's it! So even though they're at Sadam al-Hakil, there's also Sadam al-Hakmer, and therefore lamaisa, we assume that our ovens and our stovetops, one needs to cover. Number one, good. Next point, what needs to be covered? What parts of the oven needs to be covered? What part? So in the olden days, there was only one thing. There was the fire. So you had to cover the fire. But interesting, today we have the fire and we have the knobs. Right? It's a new bria. What you touch is not the fire. So what needs to be covered? So if you look in Rav Moshe says in the couple of sources later, look, by the way, the earlier sources, the 12, 13, and 14, those were about a blech, that a blech is okay. 15 is the Rav Avadia that I just told you, and 16, Rav Moshe, is the Svar et Sal B'Hakel. Look at 16. That's the Svar et Sal B'Hakel that Rav Moshe said. Yish tam gadol omay delo shayach klal agzer b'tanuri agaz. Right, it's not shayach d'hachazinon. Sharak l'shelo yechate b'gecholam gazru. V'lo l'shem yavi od eitzim. Kishayach l'haish, that we're not worried about. But then he says, in the continuation, and also Rav Yashiv says it in the next source, but it's so easy, so maybe we have to be more machmir. Okay, but either way, what has to be covered? Very lamaisa. Says Rav Moshe, me'ikar hadin, what has to be covered? The fire. The fire has to be covered, just like Bizman HaGemara. Even though the way we position the fire and adjust the fire is with the knobs, that is a chumrah, says Rav Moshe. It's better to cover both, and that's why many old black, nobody, not as many people have blacks today, but they were bent. They cover the fire and the knobs. But says Rav Moshe, may ikar adin, the fire is the ikar. Ulafize af below kisui gam ala kaftorim, even without a kisui on the knobs, sha'al yadam maktinim umagdilim, through them you make it smaller, bigger, elashi yachasa rakasa eish lavad, you just cover the fire, nami afshay eish lahatir, avo yoser tov, it's better to also cover the knobs because that obviously is what you adjust the flame with, and therefore you should cover those two. So fire maker adin, and it's better to do the knobs. If you look in other poskim, Rabbi Eider in source 22 quotes Rav Aaron Cutler, who says the knobs are the ikker. And theoretically, I don't know if he's Lamaisa, but he says as long as you cover the knobs, the fire doesn't even have to be covered. Because you know who touches the fire? Nobody's adjusting the fire on a stovetop. You know, you adjust the knobs. So Rav Aaron Cutler says the betanurim be done after tov to gama ishi emechusa. It's good to cover the fire too. Just the opposite of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says you have to cover the fire. It's good to cover the knobs too. Rav Aaron Cutler says it's good to cover the fire too, but meyikar adin the knobs. Makes a lot of sense. But generally we assume you try to cover both, because the fire, because that's what they covered Bizmana Gemara. That's the power of Zana Gemara that they have to have a covered fire as a hecker and as a little cooling off, Rashi said. But either way, that is an issue about what one needs to cover. Important Ha'ara, and this is comes up sometimes, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this from Rav Shlomo Zalman, source 23, that sometimes if one covers their fire but then they want to adjust it, like on a flame. So the Shmir Shabbos says, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you want to adjust your flame, you have to take off the blech, adjust it, then put it back on. Because if you have a covered flame and then you stick your hand under and then adjust it, then you've just ruined what the whole purpose of the covering was. The whole covering was about reminding you not to adjust. So if you want to and still need to adjust, take off the cover, adjust the flame, and then put the cover back on. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says one should remember and keep in mind. Good. What happens if you go in and you come into your kitchen and somehow the cover is not there anymore? I had a covered flame, but the cover fell off. Is there any problem with covering a fire on Shabbos? As long as I don't put it out? So the answer is no. No reason. There's no problem with covering it. If I want to, we'll get to issues of hachzara in future shiurim of putting things back on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put anything ever back on an open fire. Let's say I want to cover a fire on Shabbos. Am I allowed to do that? The answer is yeah. There's no malacha there. As long as you're not putting out your fire, it would be okay. Good. Let's just talk about two or three more issues, details in Shehiyah, and then we'll hopefully get back to other issues in the future. First, the Gemara at the end of the first perek, we had this a few weeks ago in the daf, at the end of the first perek, discussed a heter called kedera chaisa, a raw piece of something. In the days of the Gemara, you know, things obviously took a long time to cook, and let's say I couldn't cover a fire. There was another way to solve the problem of cooking on a covered fire with shehiyah, you know, going into Shabbos. If right before Shabbos, I take something raw, I take a raw potato, and I put it into my chalent. I take a raw piece of chicken, and I put it into my soup, or whatever it is. Not into my soup, because then you wouldn't eat it. Whatever it is, you put something raw, that also allows you to leave it on an open flame before Shabbos. Why? Because if you put in something raw, that's called basically in halacha a hesach hadas. You know this isn't going to be cooked till tomorrow morning anyway, so you have just turned your das away from this pot, so you're not going to stoke it. Because you know it's not going to be ready anyway, even with all the stoking in the world. That's the heter of kedera chaisa. So the question is, does that apply bizman hazeh? Most poskim assume that heter does not apply bizman hazeh. Rav Henkin is quoted in Rabbi Eider on source 32. It doesn't apply because our ovens and our pots and our fires cook much faster than in the days of old. Meaning, even if you put in a raw potato before Shabbos, 3 hours later it's going to be edible in your chalent. So you weren't mesech your das from Friday night. You might come to stoke. So generally, that is not something that heter is not something that is really used lamaisa. Number one. Number two, shehiyah. What about shehiyah inside an oven? Many times people like to leave food inside an oven before Shabbos. Everything we've been talking about till now has been like, say, on a stovetop or a hot plate. What about a hot plate? What's a hot plate considered? Those are the two things we'll talk about right now. We'll talk about all these three things, an oven, hot plate, and crock pot. So what about inside an oven? So there, what are your choices? So many people sometimes turn off the oven right before Shabbos. They just leave it in, it's hot. So don't talk about that. There's no heat source anymore. Of course it's mutter. But what if somebody left their oven on before Shabbos? Let's say it's going to go off later on, but is one allowed to do that? So we're going to learn in terms of putting things into an oven on Shabbos, that is very serious. And we stay away from that. But in terms of shehiya, what about leaving it in from before Shabbos and just opening it, taking it out, and closing it? So there, we assume it's an open fire. So to be machmir, in this case, like the Rabbanan, how do you do that? Let's say, according to Chananya, nothing to worry about. It's an open flame. It's an open flame, but as long as it's enough cooked, machal bet your soy, it's edible. But if you want to be machmir like Chananya in this case, this is where Rav Aaron Cutler's suggestion comes into play. And that is covering the knobs. Even if something is inside the oven, I can still cover the knobs outside that turns the oven on. So then, I could even be machmir like the Rabbanan in this case, even though you can't really cover the fire, unless you have like an oven insert to put inside the oven. But if not, and remember, Maker Adin, many Rishonim pass like Chananya. So this is Mutter, Maker Adin, according to many. Mishnah Berurah says, L'chanchila, try to be like the Rabbanan, but in a case where you ain't braver, you don't have a choice, so then one could be Maker like Chananya. So that's in terms of inside ovens. What about hot plates? So the hot plates will become more of an issue, again, in Hachazara also. But most hot plates, Bezban Hazer, are the ones without knobs. Okay, you have a lot of the sources here. You can look at it in the packet. If it does not have knobs, then many poskim assume that for Hilchas Shehiya, there's no issue. Because what are you going to stoke? You can't adjust anything. You just plug it in. There's no issue. So therefore, there's no problem with leaving anything on a hot plate directly from before Shabbos. Because there's no Shem Yechate worry, because there's nothing to adjust. It just plugs in. And therefore, it is not going to be a problem. Pashtus, again, for Shehiyah, is not a problem. A crock pot, though, is something to talk about. A crock pot, according to many, is considered, not all, but according to many, is considered an open flame. The inside, take out the insert, that metal inside, it's in an open fire. So if one wants to be machmir for the Rabbanan, even if the child is edible, if it's edible, maker, then you don't have to do anything. But if you want to be machmir like the Rabbanan, and surely you're going to need it if you're going to want to take child out and then put it back in, so then one has to line the inside of the crock pot with tinfoil before Shabbos to be machmir like the Rabbanan of Chananya on a lechatchila, on a lechatchila level. Okay, these are some of the issues of Shehiya. Ben Hashem, in future Shir, maybe we'll do the issues of what about on Shabbos. That's going to come up also. Hachzara, maybe we'll do that next time in terms of Hilcha Shabbos, and then maybe we'll get to Hatmana. We'll try to cover all three of the Yisrei D'Rabbanan of Bishul B'Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.